La Crosse's two new community police officers get the first tour of their office, a former residential home in central La Crosse. From here, they'll patrol their beat by foot and bike. With community policing, the officers will focus more on building neighborhood relationships rather than responding to calls all over town. The city's tight budget has prevented the switch until now. Mayo Clinic Health System, Franciscan Healthcare, and Viterbo University will fund one of the officers. They'll split the $75,000 annual cost for 3 years. The seed money gives the city time to find funding. Peter Hughes is Mayo's Vice President of Regional Business Development and Marketing. He says the officers' presence will strengthen their neighborhood.
It provides increased safety, security for our employees, our patients, their families, Viterbo University and the students and the residents of the neighborhood. So it's just kind of a win-win. We thought it made a lot of sense.
La Crosse Police Chief Ron Tischer says Mayo and Viterbo will not be getting special treatment from the officers.
Although there is that partnership, they still take their direction from the police department. So we'll work, you know, with anybody in the neighborhood, not just, you know, Mayo and Viterbo. We're just fortunate that those two entities kind of stepped up and were able to help us out.
According to the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, the number of police officers in the state has dropped over the last 5 years because of funding issues. The executive director says privately funding public safety could become a trend. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.